No, that's wrong. Matthew. Turn to Matthew. It's the other way around. I was in last week's sermon. How about that? Your praise will... Hey, I love you guys. So, we're in Matthew chapter 1 this week. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18. Let me read a little something to you. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Let's pray. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just love you and we praise you, Lord. We live in crazy times, Lord. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, Lord, but we know that you're in control, Lord, that you know what's going to happen and you want what's best for your people, Father God. I ask you to bless this congregation, Lord, and give us ears to hear, Lord, and your will be done in this service. Thank you for your anointing. Let us leave here recharged and refreshed and encouraged, Lord, and ready to do and be what you've called us to be. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen. So God is good. Amen. Excuse me. Man, what a handsome-looking group of folks. I sure do love you guys. And I mean that. I'm so glad I get to spend Christmas time with all you folks. Oh, you know what? Where's Sister Claudia? Is she around here? It don't really matter. If you didn't know, next Sunday is Sister Claudia's birthday. Yep. So make sure if you're around, make sure you tell her happy birthday and give her a big old hug. And also next week, the kids, the youth, the little guys are going to be performing a special song for us for Christmas. So we got an awesome Sunday coming up. We got much to be excited about. Okay, let's get started, guys. Matthew 1 and verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. Remember last week we talked about Mary and how she was this little girl that just loved God. She was being obedient to God. And she got called to do this amazing thing that was so much bigger than her. And what did she say? She said, God, I'm your servant. Your will be done. And that's the place, guys, that we need to be. That's what we need to be shooting for. You know, your life might not be exactly where you want it right now. Your life might be crazy. You might be going through a lot of ups and downs. You might be dealing with some major hurts and letdowns in your life. Yeah, or it might be perfect. It might be peachy. But look, God, this is what God is shooting for from us. He wants his people to be obedient to him. And God's got some good plans for us. That does not mean that our road is going to be easy. It doesn't mean that everything's going to turn out the way you want it to. But are you here to please yourself? Were you created to please yourself? Like the masses of humanity, most of creation thinks that we're here, you know, to try and please ourselves, you know? Well, that's not how it is, guys. Did y'all know that? It's not about our own personal pursuit of happiness. God wants to bless us. He wants to use us. He wants us to have joy and peace, and he's got wonderful things for us. But guys, we exist to give him glory. Amen? We are his servants. Have I lost you guys yet? I mean, look, this is this wonderful time of the year when we honestly, if we can get our eyes off of the commercial stuff and all that, and that stuff's okay. We don't want to go overboard with all that. But man, let's focus on this, man, that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. And not only was he born of a virgin, but he fulfilled the law. He kept the law. He fulfilled the prophecies, and he died on an old rugged cross so we could live forever. So we're blessed folks, amen? And why would we not want to be his obedient servants, amen? We are here for him, right? Okay, so Matthew 1 and verse 18. Mary was an obedient servant. You know, think about all the trouble that she was saying okay to. Think about that. Okay, she's going to, not everybody is going to understand, not everyone is going to believe that she was, that she is carrying the Christ child. You know what I mean? That is a big, heavy burden for her to hold. But guess what? God was with her. Amen. Every step of the way, God made sure she had everything she needed. Amen. God might put us in a situation where it doesn't look very easy. You know what I mean? But God is right there with us. And listen up. where it's impossible, I'm going to trust in Him. Amen. He will do what I can't do. Okay. This is what I want to do. I want to be obedient to God. I want to follow His word. Raise your hands if you honestly, if you want God's will for your life. Raise your hands. Okay, that's a tough thing, man, because that might be a little different than what you want to do. You know what I mean? But see, that's what we're here for. We're here to give God glory. We're here to be obedient to Him. And if you want to be in God's will, if you, you know, because that's a thing we hear from time to time, and people ask me, and I ponder it myself. Well, what's God's plan for my life? What's God's will for my life? If you want to be in God's will, this is what we need to do. We need to follow the Word of God. And that's going to put us in the place we need to be. And we kind of overcomplicate it sometimes, thinking that God's hiding, you know, has hidden this destiny from us. You know what I mean? And He's like, oh, Gabriel, look, he's getting a little closer to it. You know, oh, no, he's totally missing it out. Listen, this is how we're going to be in God's will for our life, is to be obedient to the Word of God, to follow the Word of God. We will be in that place God wants us to be. Amen. I'm going to make the decisions that are going to please God. That'll put me where I need to be. Amen. I hope that makes sense. Anyways, Matthew 1 and verse 18. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together. Why is it important that we see this in the book of Matthew, that before they came together, Mary is with child? Because no man is going to be able to take credit for this. Amen. This is something divine right here. Does that make sense? Okay. His mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph. Okay. Before they came together, they didn't have any sexual relations yet. She was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Now, it's so important it says the Holy Spirit, because that's exactly where that baby came from. But when Joseph gets this news, do you think he's like, oh, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, Mary. Good. Sure. You know, probably not. Well, we know, according to Scripture, he was very distraught about this situation. He, think about this real fast. Okay, here's this guy, Joseph. And from what we know about Joe, he was a good guy. He was a really good, godly guy. And so, like anybody, during this betrothal process, he would go and begin to prepare a home for his new little wife, get all his ducks in a row. Think about it, how excited he must have been, you know. I mean, this was his, he was getting ready for that wonderful day when he was going to be able to grab Mary and take her back to his home, and they could start that little life. You know, he had all these big plans, man, but God had a different plan. It was still the best plan. It was God's plan. Does that make sense? Now, it got really, really crazy. It got really crazy. And Joseph had some, you know, he had some pretty shaky moments there. Could you imagine getting that news? What? You're going to have a baby? I mean, this is some earth-shattering, heartbreaking stuff for Joe. You know what I mean? Okay, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit, and her husband, Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. So this is super important. By the Mosaic law, by the law of Moses, by the law that God gave Moses, Joseph was well within his rights to take Mary and have her stoned. The penalty for adultery in the betrothal process, it's still considered adultery if you have an affair with somebody else. Are you with me so far? So by law, he could have been so furious. He could have been so mad. He could have been so upset. He could have had her publicly stoned, man. He could at the very least had her publicly disgraced. You know what I mean? But he was in his rights, man, to have her put to death. But see, Joseph didn't want to do that, man. We see the building blocks. We kind of get a little glimpse of how awesome God is by this guy that he picked out to be the adopted father for Jesus Christ. This is a great guy right here. You know what I mean? He doesn't want a stoner, but his heart's broken. So he says privately, you know, I'm just going to give her the bill of divorce. We're just going to cut this thing off, man. Because if he was to stay with her, folks would think, well, you guys were doing the devil's business you don't go doing that before you get married now. And that's that's how it was, man. This was a big deal. So anyways, he was like, no, we're just going to separate and calm, cool, and collectively. I'm going to go on and have my life. I'm going to maintain the fact that I was righteous before the law. I did what I was supposed to do. You know what I mean? And her husband, Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. Okay. Verse 20. But as he considered these things, this is where it gets really, really good. And I know it's easy to get sidetracked. It's easy to, you know, daydream, because we've all heard the Christmas story so many times. And, you know, every year when I begin to dig through the Christmas story again to try and prepare a sermon or studies or something like that, it's kind of like that. It's like, man, this is, you know, you got two chapters and, you know, we all know this so much. But you guys could quote it back to me, everything that's going to happen. But see, there's so much in this stuff. So let's read it like it was the first time, and let's just be amazed at how good our God is, that here we are, a fallen creation, but God still loved us, man. He loved us so much that he made a way for us to be saved. And let's look at this cute little couple, this neat little couple, Joseph and Mary, who just are caught up in this huge situation, so much bigger than them, but they say, not my will, your will be done. And Joseph had, you know, he had to have some dreams and stuff, you know. Probably thought about it every single day. Oh, Mary will like it if I put this little rock in this corner of the wall and, you know, whatever they would do back then. And, oh, this candle's going to really offset the shadows. Anyways. But as he considered these things, you ever been in that state of mind where you can't get any peace? And men, our folks, I'll say all of us, I know what I do when I have a lot of stuff going on. I try to get in a quiet place or get in some, which is kind of hard to do sometimes, but get in a place and try and sort things out. You know what I mean? Make a mental list, man. I need to do this. This is kind of crazy. Let me see how I can do, you know? So here's Joseph trying to work this stuff out, man. And his heart has got to be crushed, man. So anyways, you ever been so just crushed in spirit that your only escape is like a nap? You're like, man, I can't do this anymore. I can't find any peace. I am just a mess. And the only escape is like sleep. You ever been in that point in your life where sleep is like your only friend? Like, man, well, that's not a good place to be. And Christians shouldn't be like that. Although I will say this, as I get older, there is nothing more precious than a nap. There is. I think that is God's gift to people as they get older. When I was a little kid, it was like the worst thing possible for you to say, now you should just take a nap. Yeah, you need to take a nap. Like, no, man, no. Uh-uh. But now, it's Sister Claudia all the time. That Sister Claudia's remedy for everything in life for me. Bless her heart, and it sounds so wonderful. She's like, well, Paul, you just need to go take a nap. I'm like, I do. I really, really do need to do that. But it's usually not practical. Anyways, we're not here to talk about naps, but you guys got about 15 more minutes if you want to just rest your eyes while we do this. No, I'm playing. Check eBay and see how your packages are doing. Okay, just listen up, right? Matthew 1 and verse 20. But as he considered these things, his heart is troubled, man. Behold, an angel of the Lord. Listen, when you are going through a hard time, don't pull away from God. Don't say, well, God, you're like what my high school buddy said. You're not real. I'm not even talking to you anymore because you're not real. My heart is broken and you didn't help me out here. I don't believe in you. Don't pull away from God. We can do that. Christians, we have that tendency to do that just like anybody else. We're like, man, this is not going the way I want it to go. So I'm upset with you right now, so I'm going to show you. I'm upset with you. I'm not going to read a chapter of Luke today. And I might not go to church Sunday. Mm-hmm. We don't pull away from God. We run into his arms during these hard times. And God does not lie. And he says, I am a present help in time of trouble. So here, Joseph's got this huge thing going on. His heart is heavy. And boom, who shows up, man? Here's God saying, hey, man, I'm with you. It's okay. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David. So important. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, not waste, but son of David. Okay. Joseph is of the line and lineage of King David. Okay. David had a promise by God that through him, okay, through his line, there would always be a king on the throne. And we see the fulfillment of that. And it goes all the way back to Abraham. It really goes all the way back to Adam and Eve. You know what I mean? But Abraham was promised through him all the nations of the world will be blessed. So we're seeing that. Now, Joseph was not the blood relative of Jesus Christ, but he is the one raising Jesus Christ. Are y'all with me so far? But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David. That's important. God keeps his word. Promises he made thousands of years ago, they will come to pass. Amen. Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Underline that. Do not fear. Take a pen. Underline it in your neighbor's Bible. Write it down. Do not fear. Why? We're going through crazy times, man. Okay? Financially, everything's a mess. Physically, my health, everything's a mess. Relationship-wise, everything's up and down. It's a mess. I don't know what's going on. Do not fear. Do not fear. Remain calm. Rachel Jean gets so mad at me all the time because it doesn't matter. I always say, remain calm. Remain calm. And then she says, well, you don't remain calm when you're going through something. Like, I do, man. I just show my calmness in a different way. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Okay, this is a pretty life-altering situation, man. And God says, don't fear. Whatever you're going through this morning, listen, this is for all of us, it's for me. Don't fear. Don't fear. Don't give in to fear. All right? That's bad news, man. That's when you're going to start making stupid decisions. That's when you're not going to be able to sleep. We don't want to fear. Amen? Well, how can I? Why would I not fear, man? I'm going through real problems, not your little problem, Paulie. No, it doesn't matter what you're going through. Our God is faithful. Amen? Son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife. Well, that's kind of a problem, angel, because Mary has had relations with someone else, and she's going to have a baby. And that baby ain't mine. Don't be afraid. Don't be full of fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Isn't that awesome? That sometimes, often, God's plans aren't exactly the same plan that you have for your life. You know what I mean? And that can be a very painful thing, man. Because we can look back at things that have happened to us. I'm like, God, why did you let that happen? God, I don't get it. Why did you let that happen? You knew this was going to happen, but you still let that happen. Listen, some things we're not going to get, we're not going to understand, not on this side of glory. But God gives us some awesome, awesome things to hold on to. For real, when we're going through these hard times, when we don't always understand this stuff, fear not, God is with me. We see things through a glass darkly right now. But we're going to get it. We're going to understand it one day. God's ways are high above our ways, higher than we could ever imagine. His ways are different than ours, but he loves us. Just like your little kids, when you have a little kid, they don't always understand the things you're doing. Amen? But you know what? It's a beautiful thing when they trust you. When they trust you because they know that they can understand this, that my mom and dad would not do anything to hurt me. You know, and sometimes we're like, well, God, you do stuff all the time to hurt me. No, it might seem that way. But God loves us, and like any good loving parent, he does what's best for us, even if we don't understand it at this time. Amen. So I hope that makes sense. Okay. So Mary, take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. So Joe had a plan. Big Joe had a plan. Mary's a cute little girl, whatever. Have a little house over here, nice little thing. Maybe he wanted to, you know, I just want a quiet life with Mary, maybe have a couple kids. You know, my carpentry business is about to really take off, man. You know, I just want to do this. Quiet little life. you know? But God's like, No, I got something bigger and better and crazier than you could ever imagine. Okay, that baby ain't from a Roman soldier. That baby ain't from Joe Bill around the block. That baby is the Son of God. You know what I mean? Okay, God has a big, big plan. And that goes for all of us, man. God has a big plan for all of us. That doesn't mean your name's going to be in lights. That doesn't mean you're going to be rich and famous. That doesn't mean you're going to be able to pop wheelies on motorcycles and jump over trash cans. I'm not saying any of that stuff. I'm saying that God has a bigger plan for us than we could ever imagine. Okay, so what do we want to do? We want to be full of fear. No, I don't want to be full of fear. I want to trust in God. I want to be obedient to his word so I can fulfill God's plan for my life. Does that make sense? Like, let me see here. I don't like turning the other cheek. I don't like being the peacemaker. I don't like forgiving folks when they really hurt me. But you know what? We got to do what the Bible says. And that's how we're going to end up being in God's will. Amen. All right, tell the truth, shame the devil. All right. Let me read Luke. Let's go to the next slide, beloved. Luke 1:38. Remember, this is what little Mary said. This is what little Mary said last week. Well, 2,000 years ago, but we talked about it last week. You know, last week, 2,000 years ago. It was one or the other. Okay, Luke 1:38. And Mary said, behold. She's just getting the news herself, man, by the angel. Hey, you're going to have a baby. Yeah, you're going to have a baby, but it's okay. And there's a lot of stuff going on right there, you know. And Mary said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. That's you, that's me, okay? That's what we signed up for. When we said, okay, I'm a sinner. I need a Savior. I know you are the Son of God. I know you were born of a virgin. I know that you died on the cross and rose from the dead. And you paid for my sins. And I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. Lord and Savior. Okay, we are now his servant. So, I mean, let's be honest. We need to act like we're his servant. We need to be obedient to his word, even when it's difficult, even when it doesn't make sense to us. Amen? And Mary said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. You think Mary was like, ready to do jumping jacks when she found out? You're going to have a baby, but it's going to be the Messiah. That's awesome, you know? But this is what she says. I'm God's servant. You know, think of all the baggage, everything she was going to have to deal with. She could literally be killed for that. You know what I mean? Oh, look. Never mind. No one should ever worry about Lyme disease in the state of Florida. Well, never mind. That has nothing to do with anything. Everybody remain calm. All right. Okay, here we go. And Mary said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. So important. Okay. Big job to do, but I'm your servant. Okay? So I'm going to trust in you. My life's crazy right now. But I'm going to trust in you. Now check this out. Let it be to me according to your word. Okay, God keeps his word so I can stand on his word. Amen. That's so important. I want to be your servant, God. I want to be obedient to you. I want to do what you created me for. Okay, well, how am I going to do that? I'm going to follow your word. Amen. And Mary said, behold, I'm the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Now look at Luke 22:42, this is Jesus himself. This is Jesus himself in the Garden of Gethsemane. Saying, Father. Man, this is a verse right here. Saying, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Isn't that really, really cool? This is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the second man of the Trinity, okay, equal to God the Father, but in different roles. With different responsibilities. Are you with me so far? And he says, Daddy, I know it's right around the corner for me here. And yeah, he's talking, more than likely he's talking about the scourging, the beating, the crown of thorns, the cross. But what else do you think he's talking about? The fact that his father is going to have to look away from him for a moment in time? Or the fact that when his father looks away from him, it's because all the sins of all humanity are going to be placed on his back. You know what I mean? And he's like, Dad, if there's any other way to do this, I'm cool with that road. You know what I mean? We can do that. But, you know, at the end of the day, God, at the end of the day, Daddy, your will be done, not mine. So I want to say that to all you guys. And you know, it's for me as well. You know, I have some opinions on how God should be doing some stuff in my life. You know what I mean? Like, God, I'm totally cool if you want to do it like this. You know what I mean? The path of least resistance. You know? I like that path, you know? But at the end of the day, not my will. I'm your servant. Okay, let it be according to your word. Your will be done. I know you're going to be there with me every step of the way. Does that make sense this morning? That's what Mary did. That's what Joe did. They're like, you know what? This is big. This is crazy. But your will be done, not mine. Okay. Galatians 1 and verse 10. Let's read this real fast. This is Paul the Apostle weighing in. Because, you know, it's not about pleasing yourself. It's not about looking cool to your neighbors. It's not about pleasing the folks or fitting in, keeping up with the Joneses. You know what I mean? It's about God. It's about pleasing God. It's about being obedient to God. You know what I mean? And he's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our obedience. You would not exist if it was not for him. You would not have a Savior if it was not for him. You would not have every single wonderful thing you have in your life is because of him. Amen? Galatians 1 and verse 10. This is Paul. For am I now seeking the approval of man? Am I here to please you guys? Am I here for your entertainment here? For I am now... That sounded harsh. I'm trying to put you in... Never mind. You guys are smart. For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? This is cool. If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. Bottom line, man. You know, if I was trying to fit in, if I was trying to get your approval, if I was trying to stay out of trouble, if I was trying to have the peaceful, happy little life, me living in my life of sin, doing whatever I wanted to do, then I wouldn't be a servant of God. But here's the dealio. I am a servant of God, so that needs to mean something, okay? I need to be obedient to him, even when it looks crazy, even when it's scary, even when it doesn't make sense. Can I get a witness? All right, let's go to the next slide. This is so cool. You know, Joseph's getting all this information now. And he's like, what? Okay. She will bear a son. Okay. And you shall call his name Jesus. All right. Now, Jesus was a common name, man. Hebrew, Yahshua, Joshua. Okay. That's a familiar name for us, right? Joshua. So, I've said this before, but in that day and age, under Roman occupation and hard times and oppression, it was fairly common for these Hebrew people to name one of their sons Joshua, Yahshua, or Jesus as like a symbolic thing. Anytime you say that name, Jesus, Joshua, it means Yahweh saves. It means God saves. It means my life is not always going to be in this mess right here. God is going to save me. Isn't that cool? So he's like, hey, or the angel's like, Mary's going to have a boy. It's of the Holy Spirit. His name's Jesus. God saves. Okay? Okay, well, okay. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. What a wonderful thing, man. Joseph, you get to be part of this amazing thing where all humanity can be saved. You know what I mean? So, Joe, this plan looks a little scary to you. It's not what you would have picked out, but it's a lot bigger than you could ever imagine. And let's be honest, it's a lot more important than what he could ever imagine. And I'm talking about all of us. Look at all our lives, man. When we're obedient to the Lord, it's more important than we even understand. When you do what God wants you to do, when you feel that tugging of the Holy Spirit to talk to somebody about Jesus, and you choose to be obedient to that, and you talk to that person, you don't know what just happened, man. Okay? It's not your job to make sure that person is saved. That's what the Holy Spirit's going to do. Okay, but it's our job to be obedient. It's our job to spread the gospel. It's our job to live that life, to show love to our brothers and sisters and to a lost and dying world. You know what I mean? And when we do that, man, we set things in motion. All right? So we want to be obedient because being obedient to the word is bigger and more important than we even understand. You know what I mean? It's a lot more important than whatever you had planned today. I'm not trying to be rude or weird. It's a lot more important than Christmas shopping, right? Unless you're buying them for me. Anyways, I'm just playing. But we want to be obedient to God's word, right? God has a big plan. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. That's a lot bigger than what Joe was shooting for. Oh, hope the cabinet shop does good. You know, I hope to have bread on the table and all this. And me and Mary live a long, happy life here and maybe get a, you know, whatever, get some whatever. I don't know. But you see what I'm saying? God's like, no. A lot bigger plans than that for you, Joe. Okay? I need you to be there for Mary. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Okay, this was prophesied a long time ago by the prophet Isaiah. And you will see prophecies about the Messiah all throughout the Old Testament, and it's all coming to a perfect head right here in the little town of Bethlehem. You know what I mean? So look, God keeps his word, man. God keeps his word. So when you step out on that limb, you're like, well, I don't really want to do this, but your word says, if I do this, this will happen. I'm going to be obedient to your word because I know God keeps his part of the bargain. God keeps his word. Amen. All right. Tell the truth. Shame to devil. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, this is from Isaiah. Behold, the virgin shall conceive. Imagine Joseph, man. He's like, yeah, that's right. I remember that verse back in Old Testament Sabbath day school. I remember that verse. The virgin shall conceive. It's like, picture like the dude on a, man, what's that movie? It's a Wonderful Life. You know, at the very end, when he realizes his life doesn't suck, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean? He's like, yeah, it's pretty messed up, man, but, you know, he's alive and he's running through the street in the snow. He's like, Mary, or whatever. I can't remember. But he's like so stoked, man. Imagine, that is the stupidest thing I've ever said here. But imagine like Joseph when he's like, and the virgin shall conceive. Yes, yes, Mary's still a virgin. Yeah, whatever. He would be so stoked, right? Okay. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. Oh, wow. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. What a wonderful, awesome thing, man. Joe, it's a lot bigger than you could ever imagine. Mary, it's a lot bigger than you could ever imagine. Just trust in me, okay? Congregation, friends of Victory Life Church, just trust in the Most High God. You know what I mean? He's got some big plans for us, and there's going to be some good times and some crazy times, but it's going to be worth it in the end. Amen? Emmanuel, God is with us. Hey, Mary, don't fear. Hey, shepherds, don't fear. Hey, Joseph, don't fear. God is with us. Emmanuel, God is with us. God saves. Yahweh saves. God is with us. Wonderful, wonderful news, man. We don't have to go to hell. We don't have to pay for our sins because Yahweh saves. He made a way for us to be saved by the sinless, spotless blood of the Lamb. You know what I mean? And not only that, he's with us. He dwelt among men, and he lives in my heart. We're blessed. All right. Amen. Galatians 4 and verse 4. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law. Do you know that? Do you ever think about that? Jesus Christ was born in Old Testament times. In our Bible, it starts the New Testament, but he was alive in Old Testament times. And he had to fulfill all those laws. Not man's laws, not that stupid stuff. He wasn't worried about that. He's like, no, I'm here to fulfill dad's laws. I'm here to fulfill, I'll get it. Put him on speakerphone. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. So what were we talking about? Hey, Mary! You know, it's a wonderful life. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, okay, born under the law. Jesus had to fulfill the law, okay, to redeem those under the law. That's us, man. You know what I mean? He redeemed us, like bought us back from Satan. You know what I mean? He paid for us. Things like, these are mine. These are my slaves. And we were. We do anything you want us to do, you know. But Jesus was like, nah, not Kiwi. I'm buying that one. No, not Courtney. I'm buying that one. Not Dina. I'm buying that one. Josh, yeah, I'm buying that one too. Now, to redeem those under the law that we might receive adoption to sonship. What a wonderful thing has been done for us. So we don't have to be full of fear. We don't have to be discouraged. We trust in God. Be obedient to God. Let's do what he wants us to do. Can I get a witness? I'll get it. Do y'all remember that when there was the phone in the hallway or the phone? And you're like, I'll get it. And the kids would run to the phone. Well, that was a long time ago. I had to show my kids years ago, I had to show them what a rotary, how you worked a rotary phone. You know, it was in a museum, matter of fact. You know, what's as amazing is she is really confused right now back there. I can totally see Sister Clyde going, hello, hello. I love my mama. I do. Okay, let's wrap things up, man. Matthew 1 and verse 24. Man, y'all got quiet fast when I said let's wrap things up. Matthew 1 and verse 24. When Joseph woke from sleep, he just got all this awesome information. Hey, this is big, man, but don't fear. Okay, Mary has a baby, but it's from the Holy Spirit, and you're going to name him Jesus, and that means God saves, and Emmanuel, God is with us. Okay, go ahead, Joe. You got this. It's cool. But people might not like me now if I marry Mary. People might not like me. He's like, nah, I want to be obedient to God. You know what I mean? I don't need man's approval, all right? I don't care if they cut my hours at the cabinet shop. I don't care. Okay, when Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded. Okay, we're here to obey God. He did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth. There it is again. The Holy Spirit, through Matthew, is making a point. Okay, this child is not from man. Okay, he's 100% man. From Mary, 100% God, from the Holy Spirit always existing, you know what I'm saying? Jesus Christ always was, but now he's wrapped in human flesh. Y'all with me? This is a big deal, man. And so Joseph didn't know her, if you know what I mean, until after the baby was born. But, excuse me, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. All right. Joe, Big Joe, he had free will. Mary had free will just like us. You know, Joseph could be like, nope, nope, that's okay. I don't want to have to deal with that. You know what I mean? I want to go down the easy road here. No, he was obedient to God. So he was going to be there. And what that means is Mary's shame would now be his shared shame, but he would be right there with her. You see, God knew that Mary was going to need somebody like Joseph there. Amen. God takes care of his folks, so we don't have to fear. And he was obedient. Let's wrap it up with Matthew 28:20. Matthew 28:20, teaching them to observe. This is what Jesus says, man. teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Okay, when you make disciples of all men, when you make those disciples, teach them the word of God. Teach them to obey the word of God. We, as servants of the Lord, we need to be obedient to the word of God. So when in doubt, let's not get in the flesh. Let's be obedient to the word of God. That's where you're going to get the peace. Amen. Teach them to observe all that I've commanded you. And behold, this is so cool, I am with you always to the end of the age. Okay, at the beginning of Matthew, it's like Emmanuel, God is with us. At the end of Matthew, Jesus, as he's wrapping things up, man, he's like, hey, I'm not going to be here, but I'm going to be here. You're never alone. Sometimes you think, well, God don't care about me. No, if you're his child, he loves you more than you could ever imagine. And he says, I will never leave you. I am always there, my present help in time of trouble. He saves those who are crushed in spirit. You know, we serve a good God. We are blessed people. So this holiday season, let's not forget that, man. Let's be obedient to the word of God like little Mary and Mr. Joseph. Father God, we love you and we praise you, Lord. Your will be done, Lord, in our lives. Let us be hungry to be obedient to your word, Lord. Let us strive to be what you've called us to be. Let us keep you first this holiday and Christmas season, Lord. And let us have a heart towards others. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen.